Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Shutdown Fullcast. This is the only college football podcast on the internet, and that's why we're going to talk to you today about a very serious college football matter. That would be making your rival look like the cheap, skimping, uncharitable, selfish people that they are. Freeloaders on the great paddle wheeler of life. Riverboat gamblers who never ante up, but are always there to take when the pot's divvied up. That's...
You make it sound sexy.
Handsome men with mustaches roaming the river barges.
Go on.
Of Mark
no,
Twain's
no,
America.
No. These are cowards.
But bad.
Coward. Yeah, no, I'm sorry.
But bad.
Cowards with mustaches. Stolen pretty. Mustache
That's
valor.
Our new Texas blog. We have a third one now for some reason.
Cowards with mustaches. They're such pretty ones.
Oh, so strokeable.
I know.
No, bad.
We'll resist your rogue wiles, Oklahoma State. Ew. We won't.
Man, hey, you know who I haven't seen a lot of today? Oklahoma State.
Ah, about time you show up, folks, because what we're talking about is that, you know, you don't have much of a presence in the annual EDSBS Charity Bowl. That would be the one time that this entire community, the Shutdown Fullcast listeners, EDSBS readers, rogue hangers-on, random people who just sort of enjoy coming in and, like, I don't know, dropping a grand in donations just because they can.
Which includes nobody from either Oklahoma school today, far as I can tell. You poor.
That's okay. They're about to legalize weed. They're just gonna get that GDP, like,
not
through
even
the roof.
Tulsa? Damn, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, come on. Show up, y'all. Show us. It's the golden hurricane. See that gold. Bling it up.
Yep.
So,
where you at, T-Boone?
Come on, T-Boone.
Seriously?
You're still a billionaire, right? Come on.
Are you?
Think of that. What's a grand to you?
Maybe you're not, T-Boone.
Yeah, come on.
He's down there in the Thousandaires with our president.
You spend that on velour tracksuits in a week. Come on. Drop us a grand, T-Boone. No problem. We've been doing this for...
We tried to figure it out before the show. We do not know.
I think that's 8 years.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh, that's the voice of Padia Mixon, a longtime friend of mine and my former boss.
This is what I wanted to ask Padia about tonight.
Okay.
What was it like to have Spencer working for you? And has anything changed?
Has anything changed? Let's see. So Spencer and I worked together a very, very long time ago, and we were babies. I was like 25, and I was running a department. I had no business running. And I hired Spencer to be a vocational counselor and ESL teacher for refugees. And Spencer was creative.
Awful.
No, actually... You weren't bad at the job at all. You had a rapport with the clients. You were creative. It was fun to have you in the office, but you were new to the professional world.
Still am. Like, you realize that wasn't a bug. That was a feature.
Now, you're not wearing shoes right now, but at your initial job interview, I heard that you did show up in shoes.
Shoes, but no socks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's degenerated. Yeah.
Improved.
Currently barefoot in my home.
I've become a purer vision of myself.
No mustache.
And Spencer did bring a Great Dane to work.
Can I be specific? It was my Great Dane.
Yeah, he didn't steal a Great Dane. That's true. It wasn't a random Great Dane. It was your Great Dane.
Would he do this?
To an English class.
Would it be fair to say that the Great Dane brought Spencer?
That would be fair. That would be fair.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really have much of a choice. The dog was like, hey, I'm going to work with you. And you're like, oh, okay. Yeah, dude. Let's roll. It fit under my desk.
Did it?
Yeah. No. She okay. curled. No, she curled right up. It was fine. You could barely see half of her under there. Looking conspicuous. It's like when Ferdinand the Bull tries to hide behind a flower. Like, that's what it looked like. Padia's here for a reason. Padia is the head of New America Pathways. That is the refugee service organization that we raise money for every year for, as we said, probably like 8 years.
I think it was 8 years.
Okay.
If only we had the entirety of the internet at our fingertips.
We've been doing it for 73 years.
Yeah, that's better.
Should have like a telethon or something. My bow tie undone, an hour 47 of it.
We were selling war bonds when we
started. War bonds. Rolling bandages for the boys in the Crimean War.
Thank goodness we'll never have to fight Nazis again. Hey!
Shit.
So.
Speaking of which, Duke, y'all gotta step up. I know y'all are having a rough week, but as of tonight, we have all of $25 from Duke. But do you know who they're beating?
Who's Duke beating?
Michigan State with $10.
Oh, when's that happened before?
Not recently.
I mean, based on the big stories in sports news, Duke, you got money to throw around.
Yeah, seriously.
You're handing out money, so.
You're handing out money to families.
Yeah, come on.
Why don't you like to do this.
There might be some people in here who can play basketball, and how do you want them to remember you?
This is what we do for, I guess, our eighth year now. Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
We have everyone, we just ask for donations to New American Pathways and ask people to donate, preferably in the form of a score that reminds everybody of a time when your team beat your rival terribly. For instance, you know.
Unless you're Texas or Texas A&M, because those aren't rivals.
Not rivals.
They're definitely not thinking of each other right now, kissing their pillows with the other's face crudely drawn on it in crayon.
Little cowboy hat on the pillow, too.
Yeah, the pillow's got little white pants on it.
I love those two because the only thing they currently squabble over is which one brings in more revenue. So, sure, if you want to donate $100 million in the name of Texas is rich, do it.
As a Texas A&M fan himself said earlier tonight, y'all, we got oil and gas money and a little brother complex. Let's put both of those things to work.
Come on, let's put this fundraiser on spinners. Yeah. Right? You're closer to Houston than Austin is, right?
$0 out of Houston today, by the way.
Oh, well again.
They're a little tapped out right now.
Yeah.
Whatever do you mean?
They went pretty large to start 2019.
Yeah, you know, their money's going somewhere else.
There's a whole damn NBA team draining their entire booster fund.
Please read the related story on SB Nation by noted NBA reporter Stephen Godfrey.
Wow. We'll have to get Tillman Fertitta to kick in a couple of bucks. Dana, I don't know, man. Dana's probably...
It's not like he's busy.
Hey, that money will come back. It's an investment. I gave it to Rodrigo in Caracas on the 3rd. He said he'd have it back by the 14th and double it. What could go wrong?
How many people do you think Dana has in his phone named Rodrigo?
7.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many of them live in West Virginia? 5.
Four. Okay.
Four or five. Fair. He's going to have to expand his Rodrigo portfolio in Texas. The fundraiser for New American Pathways, just give people like a little, like, what does this money do? Like, just in short, just a couple of things, you know, 3 or 4 things that if you go, okay, well, you know, refugees are resettled in Georgia. What do y'all help them do here?
Well, first off, we're the organization that welcomes them to Georgia. We're there at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport when they arrive, and we continue to serve them from arrival through citizenship. So we provide housing, clothing, basic needs, We register kids in school. We take people to the doctor. We teach them how to use public transportation. We get them their first job. And then from there, we really work with families on the things that they've told us that they really care about. So we have a huge after-school program because refugee parents tell us that they really care about their kids taking advantage of all the opportunities that are available to them. We have a job to career program because a lot of refugees come in with professional experience and we help them work in their field. We help people become citizens. We help them reunite with their families. And we help register people to vote. Last year, we registered 8,122 people to vote as they swore in as U.S. citizens.
That's beautiful.
The after-school program is probably my favorite.
Can you tell me a little bit about the after-school program? Because I've never been.
They're the coolest. That's all. Like Patty, actually, you worked with like kids.
Yeah,
kids,
I did. Right? I worked with
high schoolers. High schoolers are awesome. They were easy.
Oh no, I think that's my favorite thing that I ever did. I ran the youth program back when we were ERISA, before we became New American Pathways. And I love the kids. I always kind of liked the troublemakers, but you know, kids in after school, refugee kids, most of their parents can't speak English, so they can't get help with homework at home. So we help them with homework. We do fun activities. We go on field trips, and we play soccer. Soccer is the key to getting kids to show up, and then everything else is gravy.
Yeah. So by the way, if you're ever volunteering at a refugee program after school, and the kids say, "Hey, you want to play soccer?" The answer is no.
They will knock you down.
Yeah, no. No.
They will knock you down. And then they will say, "I'm sorry, Miss Padia, yeah, but soccer."
Yeah, they will kneecap you like the Dutch soccer team.
So if you give them sports, they'll learn stuff. This is just like college football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. See? It's exactly like that. The other thing, my favorite thing about doing this is that one of the largest, like, non-governmental donors to New American Pathways is, after 8 years of doing this, is the EDSBS community.
Idiot football site.
Yeah. Which that's hard to explain to your board.
Which is bad, but also
right?
Gratifying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our board is very appreciative of the, you know, of the EDSBS community. But yeah, I do really struggle to explain how this whole thing works.
Why are all these people cussing about the state of Alabama?
Why aren't they cussing about this? Come on. Gotta have real passion here. You know, I know that like they want to sometimes, you know, hey, it'd be fun to sort of reach out, and you're like, reach out to 500, 600 donors.
Oh boy.
So yeah. Then they really say, well, what can we do for Spencer? And
how do you keep them away from Spencer?
We could invite him to a meeting. No, no,
no. You're going to find him under a desk like a Great Dane, maybe with another Great Dane, but he is found.
So we did honor you with booze.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Red, white, new at our big gala. We honored you with booze.
Did you have to stand up at our table while people clapped?
I did.
How was that?
Terrible.
Cool.
It was the worst part of the night. The booze was good. The booze was great. This is a wonderful thing. Standing up in front of people and then being called by your first name is, yeah.
But you know, it is this fundraiser has actually been really important for us, because when it started like 8 years ago, we were an organization that was almost completely funded by the federal government, and we didn't have the ability to kind of do the kind of programming that we really wanted and the things that our clients were asking for. And then every change in the government, and over the last year, there's been a lot of changes in the government, mm-hmm. just dramatically impacted our organization. And this was our first really big individual fundraiser. So it helped us kind of develop an individual fundraising program. It helped us start that process of diversifying. And now here we are, you know, back then we were 90% government funded, and now we're 60% government funded. And not all of that came from losing government money. So
woo! You know, we've all kind of So we've all kind of like grown up as a process together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Aww. I like that.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't say we've grown up. I said as a process.
As a process.
Yeah. We have not grown up.
Also, I really like reminding people. I'm like, you know, like name a football refugee. I'm like Tim Biakabatuk, Michigan.
Rennie Curran.
Yeah. I think. Yeah.
He was an immigrant.
Yeah. He was Liberian. But his parents were immigrants, not refugees. I believe there was another receiver for Georgia whose name is escaping me, Jason, if you could pull this before I do, with your superior Georgia DNA.
There was another one pretty recently. I'm trying to think of the school. Yeah.
Bosnia?
I don't know if we've had, I don't know if there's been a Bosnian football player.
I think so.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But yeah, that's my favorite though, because you get to say Biakabatuka, which is a fantastic name. Muhammad Masakwa.
How will you forget Mo Mass?
I know. I forgot Muhammad Masakwa. Best part about Muhammad Masakwa and Rennie Curran, by the way. Rennie Curran, who's an immigrant, not a refugee, but Rennie Curran was Liberian.
Ran like a bowling ball rolling downhill.
I know. I love Rennie Curran.
Beautiful.
And I like, you know, as a
hated watching him against my team. I know. But I loved watching him.
I know.
Play.
It was like watching Champ Bailey. You're just like, oh man, I can't hate you. I love you so much. Mark Richt, when he recruited Rennie Curran, he had to go to, Petty will be able to fill in the blank here. Mark Richt had to go eat at Rennie Curran's house. Rennie Curran is Liberian, and the first thing that they did was feed him what?
Bony fish.
With what?
Fufu.
Yes, but what to make somebody really nervous who might not be used to that palate? First thing, hot sauce. Like, they just got him to eat like straight peppers when he walked in. Like, you want to recruit my son? Eat these. Mark Richt was like, yes, ma'am. Did he flinch? Not until he closed the door. It's been great. Oh, God, I'm going to die. And Mark Richt was never the same. And that's why he went to Miami. Hmm. We'll just call that fact.
No hot sauce down there.
None. No. The bland, tasteless food.
That's why he's kind of scarlet in complexion now. You might have noticed.
Of Miami. Well, this is going to go on all week. You can donate. We'll have the link in the post. We'll send everybody what they need to look at in order to contribute. I donated $41.14 today because that's what we beat Florida State by last year. It'll be worse this year.
Right? Are we able to also read the link for people who aren't looking at posts?
We can do that. I think that
I can do that.
Yeah.
It is donatenow.networkforgood. That's FOR, not the number. .org/EDSBS2019. Donatenow.networkforgood.org/EDSBS2019.
After day one, who we got?
Oh, we hadn't even going for a couple hours before our single donation record was obliterated by a gentleman from Georgia Tech. And when I say obliterated, people were saying, oh, did he donate $220 to celebrate the long ago thrashing of Cumberland? No. Did he donate, you know, $51.48 12 times, once for every month of the year? Nope. He took that 51.48 score and put some zeros after it for a $5,148 donation. Georgia Tech, you are insane.
Mm-hmm.
And Georgia Tech leads Michigan, which wow. I don't think the money cannon has begun to wake up yet. But also, I don't know if this lead is surmountable. Like, this is a kind of commanding lead that no one has ever had on Michigan in the history of this. So it will be interesting to watch them try and catch up. As of like 8 p.m. tonight, when we stopped counting donations because my eyes were crossing, Georgia Tech had $7,536.82 in donations, trailed by Michigan at $4,869.27. They were trailed by WashU and St. Louis, who had, I believe, $1,100 flat. Thank you, WashU. And they were trailed by everybody else. No other school so far is over 1,000, although there have been donations rolling in, I know, since we started recording.
Woo!
Y'all! We are a third of the way after day one to our $75,000 goal. And at 100K, we get to make Spencer do something seriously awful and disgusting to his body.
Or, you know, not.
Okay, don't look at me like that, because I was the one who suggested, hey, maybe the stretch goal this year doesn't have to be horrible, and you left.
Spencer is about to do something very cool.
Spencer has done something very cool, but we took a photo.
we took a photo.
Spencer, so, is this the ass tattoo year?
It might be the ass tattoo.
So previously, goals such as what, 50, 25, 50, those
resulted in? Yeah, man, it was like 40 when, like 35, 40.
Last year it was going to be like 50 and we got to almost 70.
Yeah.
But yeah, previous goals only in the 5 digits resulted in tattoos on Spencer's body. So mm-hmm. 6?
Body mod to actually like have Wolverine claws implanted in my
Or you might arms. Have to, you might have to grow a stinger and yellow jacket wings.
I like this. See, at least you went to Georgia Tech, so you would have one explicable tattoo on your person.
That's true.
100K is the neck tattoo level, I just realized, dude. No. Because that means you really mean it. Well, you're never going to have a real job. What are you worried about?
You're never going to. It's true, though. It's too late.
Yeah, let's go like honeycomb pattern all around the neck.
Honeycomb pattern tribal armband tattoo. Like honeycomb with barbed wire weaving in and out of it.
It'll be like, do you realize this will be the only hard Georgia Tech tattoo?
What about like an anklet tattoo, like an ankle bracelet with little bee charms dangling from it?
You should get a Russell Athletic Georgia Tech tattoo.
Russell Athletic being the
it's
the
probably
like,
bad that that's the thing that made us laugh the hardest. Sorry, Russell.
The like gym teacher class at like fitness gear that everyone else has got, like Nike at Georgia Tech for years, was like, nope, Russell Athletic. It was like Auburn and Georgia Tech were the last two Russell schools.
I got Auburn. We're gonna go back tat for you, Spencer. All right, we're gonna go five things. One is pretty large. It's literally the number one. It's gonna be in the middle of your back. Above that, we're gonna go BALL. That's a Reggie Ball jersey on your back.
Oh God.
I was
terrifying.
I was thinking that I could have like Calvin Johnson diving for a pass thrown by Reggie Ball over on my shoulder, and the ball would just be like 8 feet off target.
You have the ball, anyway. Like the ball is on one leg and Calvin is on the other leg. As you walk, he just comes close and oh, so far away. Close again. Oh.
God love Calvin Johnson for being a legend that is built partially out of my quarterback was so bad. I looked like a god catching those passes. How did you get so good in the NFL? This is nothing. At least Stafford gets the ball to my hands, damn it.
And he retired early because he was Alexander Weeping after catching passes from Reggie Ball. There were no worlds left to conquer.
Yeah, that in Detroit. He's like, well, I've had the ultimate experience. Reggie Ball at quarterback and the Detroit Lions, the NFL franchise. What more could a man want?
Every day of my life will be better than all of those. Do we have the full standings in front of us by chance?
Yeah, do we have the full standings yet?
What do you mean the full standings?
Oh, by school. Like,
oh, by school. Not yet. We're going to have those up on the leaderboard on EDSBS in the morning.
All right.
Because we still have donations coming.
I haven't had a chance to enter mine. Kansas State 60, Jacksonville State 52.
I haven't put Tennessee's in yet because I haven't quite decided what I want to go for this year because we have nothing to celebrate.
Right.
I was just laughing at the idea that Texas A&M roars in with like 20 grand on the last day and I end up with a collie on my ass. Like just
And you'd be an honor to have her there. To have Miss Reveille there.
You gotta get a 12, but you gotta like
I don't know, Texas A&M has to crack $100 first, which they have not done yet.
If you get an A&M tattoo, you gotta go to court to get approval to use like the bevel 12.
Yeah,
you
know, they're and by court he means Aggie court, not court.
You're an Aggie court now.
It's presided over by the dog.
Like, you get an A&M tattoo on your butt, and they will literally sue your ass.
I hope Aggie Court has Judge Rip Torn. Because Rip Torn did go to Texas A&M, right? So, like, Judge Rip Torn is a possibility there. Hello, everyone! So, yeah, that's... these are all terrible possibilities.
Oh, yeah, but they're not in danger of happening so far because, again, Texas A&M has failed to crack $100.
There'll be people on here like, drive a stock car into a wall at 180 miles an hour.
Yeah, we got a lot of Becky Lynch energy still to get out after last night.
I think that's as good a segue as any. Because last
We've
night.
Got to recover from
Here's another. Becky here's Lynch. Another. Georgia Tech's in the lead, so we might have a first-time champ.
Oh! Yay!
Nice segue, buddy.
That was good. You had the turn signal on and everything, man. That was nice.
Thanks.
Very un-Atlantan of you.
Because we had a couple. We had a first-time chant last night. Kofi! Kofi! Kofi Kingston won! It won WrestleMania!
I
didn't
get that much happiness in one night.
Oh, my God. That was so moving because, like, there was multiple connections. There's a college football connection because Big E on New Day is repping the University of Iowa with his big corn-fed thighs. That dude has the biggest legs I've ever seen on a human being. And a Sprayberry High School connection, correct?
Former Sprayberry Woods. High School wrestling champ, Xavier Woods.
Why is Sprayberry High School special to us?
I went there along with a bunch of wrestlers, but also me.
I mean, why is it special to us? Because you're our special boy.
It's that outstanding wrestling.
Ryan's not here, so you're our special boy.
It's that Cobb County Vocational Wrestling Program that produced, among other people, Buff Bagwell.
Uh-huh.
The Big Boss Man.
No,
Xavier
no,
Woods.
No, 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 no. Don't foist Big Boss Man on us. I'm not letting that one slide. That's ridiculous. He's not our responsibility.
No, he had nothing to do with our fine vocational program. Ask for his certificate, and he will not be able to produce it.
Yeah. Yeah. He ain't from around here.
So, yeah, it's big emotions. That did, and tonight, in addition to that, which, by the way, I will say this. You complain about the length of a football game if you like, okay? It's not 5.5 hours. It's not. Admittedly, WrestleMania is way better than most 4.5 hour football games on average.
7.5 hours. It was 7.5.
Was it with undercard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it was light outside when we started, and it was Monday when we were done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So, like, no matter how grueling it might feel to those of you who are at this very moment watching Virginia play Virginia basketball, just know that you didn't watch Triple H face Batista, so it could always be worse. Actually, no, that was
one
better.
One Virginia donor today dropped $500 in honor of the average he spends on each trip to Vineyard Vines.
That 500, that's Virginia's record every year.
God, that's majestic.
Yeah, or also to represent Virginia's record, I did not ask.
See, Texas A&M, roll through. How much you spend picking up a random duck blind at Bucky's? Huh?
Jimbo, I thought you had money.
Come on.
Yeah.
$70 million guaranteed. Guaranteed. The Lord himself, Rabelais, could not take that money away from you.
But you repeat yourself.
Come on. How much can you spend on new hair?
Buddy, he is about to find out. That is the space race.
You know, hey, did you
That's
notice?
A literal space race.
Did you notice, in case Texas A&M, Texas isn't? Okay, so Jimbo Fisher.
The space atop his head, which is balding.
Yes. Okay. Perpetually balding and then always on the comeback. I don't think he's gotten anything to really settle up there, Texas A&M's new coach.
No. It's a homesteading battle.
Have you seen Tom Herman this offseason?
Oh, no.
He's on the comeback trail, friends.
Oh, no. Why?
Wait, but he's already a shapeshifter.
Just shave it, Tom.
Tom's got, I will tell you this, Tom, he's been recruiting in new areas of his scalp. It's on the comeback, y'all. Texas is back.
To expand his territory.
If it comes through and it's like Texas shaped up there, oh, it's destiny. Texas might not like that, though. They might be like, that's gauche. That's something A&M would do. A&M would be like, he's got Texas in his forehead. It's a sign. The more scientific a fan base, by the way, and the more technical a fan base, the more superstitious they are about football. This is canon. It's completely true in every single instance. We did have a first-time champion. We might have a first-time champion tonight. And
The basketball, we could pretend, like, let's do it like this. The champion of basketball, of course, that you folks who actually watch this game, is a first-time champion. That school is, fill in blank here in post. We won't actually remember to do this. Either way, Virginia or Texas Tech.
Yeah, this is where they can put the Vox ad. There, hey, Vox people, put the Vox ad here.
Go put that Vox ad during there.
Yeah. Space.
So that we know where it's all going to get skipped over.
Oh, wait, space. No, I can put it there. I have the power now.
Okay, yeah, do that. We'll go space, 3, yeah. 2, 1.
We'll just delete all this chatter and put... No,
we'll
I'm
delete it in
either.
Post.
Yeah, so pause.
I'm deleting nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So glad we got that right. I mean, that was an amazing call, Jason. All four of us just sitting here going like, I can't believe we picked the right team to win. There will be a new champion. And the thing is that neither of them will have any clue what to do with it. I think here's the thing. We'll get, if UVA wins, you'll get shots from Charlottesville that are your standard ACC students frolicking in the street. They'll be like street cams. They'll be, there'll be people climbing on poles and stuff, right? Do you think they have a single camera in Lubbock tonight?
Do they have a pole?
Yeah, do they have a pole? We'll all go climb the tree.
Can light penetrate in Lubbock?
Do they have a street?
Yes. Bunch of people in a patch of dirt.
Y'all, if you've never been to Lubbock, it's a lot like being to the moon.
Yeah, that's what I expect. Like that, like we'll get pictures 2 to 3 minutes after they beam into. Right.
That's from the fucking Mars rover.
just see an astronaut with a cowboy hat and pistols. Don't fire those in the capsule, you
idiot!
We
found evidence of water in Lubbock.
Also, they're gonna have to celebrate in a dry county. That's
Oh, it ain't dry. It ain't dry tonight if they win. I love all this stipulation about an event that will be over by the time people listen to this.
Yeah, that's if that's
so. Whichever
case
of y'all lost and had to endure talk about you celebrating in your town, sorry.
Sorry, but also there's not that many of you on this podcast anyway.
That did get us to thinking though about like first time champs in football, who would have, you know, and how they would react to that. There's like good list and bad list. We're fond of the bad list generally. If like, yeah, wouldn't it be funny if they won? Because they'll never win. It'll never happen. I mean, really, it's very rare. Like the same 12 to 15 teams always win championships in college football.
The last first time champ was it Florida? I always forget.
Might have been Florida. You know,
it was also the last first time champ in basketball as well.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all knew money Billy, as hell.
Do you see Billy Donovan today though? He was asked like.
Okay, I have things I want to say about this.
No, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
You want me to set it up?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Billy Donovan, who's coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder, used to coach at the University of Florida. Billy Donovan was being asked about Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo said that he felt like he needed to win two titles in order to really sort of feel validated as a basketball coach. He needed to win two championships. He was asked about this, Billy Donovan was, and Billy Donovan's response was, after I won my second one, I was wildly depressed. Like, I was depressed. It's like it meant nothing, and it changed nothing. I've never heard a coach say that. Wow. Never.
Which, I think that I like that as a culture, we're speaking more openly about this kind of thing, and I hope it leads to more people doing that. But I thought it was fascinating, and I'm really glad he said that.
No, it was stunning. Like, you can hear the reporters go like, wait, what? He's like, yeah, I won a second one, and I was depressed afterwards. It was just hollow. Because if you're chasing the thing, because his point was, he went on to something that's like, I think he took like the immediate swan dive into something that is pretty relatable. He was like, oh, this is about relationships, and this is about people, and this is about, doing this every day and enjoying that, and, you know, really sort of working to accomplish a goal, right? But the titles kind of poison things for him. And I thought about, like, he was there at the same time as Meyer.
Yeah.
And they're both like winning titles back to back. And I kind of wonder if Billy Donovan like looked over at Urban and was like, oh God.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what you become. Jesus. I'm not gonna do that. We live across the street from each other. They did. Just in case you wonder whether Billy Donovan was in a position to do that. Look over and see Urban coming in at 3 a.m. looking like he was gonna die. Hey, this is a great life. This is fun. But yeah, I heard a coach actually say that today out loud. Also, can I just say what a flex this is on Tom Izzo, a guy who's much older than Billy Donovan and has been coaching.
But I don't think it was that though. I genuinely think he was being honest, and I don't give a shit about Billy Donovan, but I think that was an accidental real moment.
Yeah, no, I think he at one point like, you know, burned out and something bad happened and he kind of got off track and then said, hey, maybe I'll go coach Russell Westbrook. That seems less stressful than
what I'm going to go roam the heartland.
I'll go roam the heartland. I'm
going to wander the world a spell.
Jason, who's your first time champ in college football that I guess like you'd want to see either for the good reasons or the bad reasons?
I think this fits both bills. Wisconsin. Because
how many people would die?
Yeah, the Wisconsin drinking prowess has been well documented on this program. We've talked frequently about the brandy caves. But
the Brandy keys are real, man. We've seen those.
Yeah. But like, how do they dial it up? I feel like y'all might be more have more expertise here. if you've actually witnessed the Brandy Cave.
I think it would be outbreaks of Wisconsin everywhere with a focused implosion of Wisconsinism in Madison, right? Like Madison, it would be like Madison has fallen.
It is no more.
It is no more.
It's gone.
Yeah. Arson. It's not there. It's like the Tunguska blast. It's just gone. Just a big hole in the tundra up there. Whoosh, by the lake. There's just a lake and a blast crater. Everywhere else, though, there'd be like outbreaks in Wisconsin. There'd be like people, you know, like drinking 24 packs sitting on top of city buses in cities that aren't even close to Wisconsin, right? Some guy in a Badgers t-shirt in Savannah, right? Just sitting on the bus like, hey, I can drink out here legally because we just won.
Yep. Squatter's rights. We're squatting on the title.
Yeah, Bucky's Law. Look it up.
So, like, what if they win a semifinal at the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans? So now you have Wisconsin fans celebrating in New Orleans.
Oh, no.
And then maybe they win the title game in, I don't know, Miami or something like that.
I think there'll be a warning shot. I think Indianapolis will happen. They'll go to Indy and they'll go,
Indianapolis or the USS Indy.
I mean, they can drink Indy dry on accident.
Yeah, no, I mean, that'll happen, right? They'll be like, oh, God, they burnt down every steakhouse in the city. All two of them.
They're drinking Hellman's mayonnaise now.
We made it ferment. We're the new models.
Upsetting.
Yeah. That. Wisconsin would also have no clue what to do. None. They'd have no clue. Like, I don't think most teams would know what to do if they won. They'd have no expectations, right? Wisconsin would go like, well, we always win 10 games. I guess we were going to knock this out, like, sooner or later. And then they would just go back to being, you know, like, 8-4.
Yeah, I mean, they've come pretty close to making the playoffs, and they
it's not unrealistic, right?
They sort of backed into a few roles, but like they've had a few chances.
I think so. I could see them. I think they're one of those teams that, again, I could see them. let me phrase this very carefully: accidentally backing into a national title game, mm-hmm. and also the back of your garage, mm-hmm. right over your mailbox.
I mean, if you can make a Rose Bowl at 8-5 or whatever they were.
greatest Rose Bowl team ever. Count it.
Like, what do we say about Wisconsin? Whenever they have a really good quarterback, they're awesome. Well, they got 5-star freshmen right now. First time I've ever had that.
I mean, come on, that's worth an outside shot. I was gonna lean on another team that have no idea what to do with success, which would be Oklahoma State. Like Stillwater is like 5,000 people. It's tiny. It's not a big place. There's not a whole lot of people watching. They'd be real enthusiastic. They'd have no clue what to do.
Would it look like in Red Dead, the camp party? Like, Jack is home. Let's all have a little hoot nanny.
We'll play
and then
Mama
gunfire
Peg.
Breaks out.
Watch me dance with this dog. It's on its hind legs like a person.
That's the school president.
Yeah. T-Boone's crazy. I mean, that would be delightful. I want it to happen for you, Pokes, you know? But, like, it's going to be hard to explain that many people in black jeans and cowboy boots, you know? Like, that's not something America's used to, right? We went crazy over a dang trap song this week that had some country in it.
Yeah, I was just about to say, the black jeans might be coming back.
That
might be the next crest of this wave.
Oklahoma State riding the Yeehaw movement to a national title. And again, this is something that almost happened.
I mean,
right?
Texas Tech is powered to a title game. They play this song. They play the Old Town Road. Like they were an early adopter.
They'll become impossibly powerful.
Again, they might be losing at basketball as we speak. So apologies. Yeah,
who knows?
Definitely not us.
No. But Oklahoma State almost made, like, you know, they were right there.
Yeah, they, like, if in a fair and just universe, they would have made the title game in 2011.
Yeah.
Again, sorry to everyone. We're disappointing left and right by mentioning things that hurt.
I know. Look, although I will say this, as painful as that would have been, can you imagine Brandon Whedon against the team he would have faced in the national title game?
Yeah. 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 Maybe that's better left alone.
maybe you fell off and you missed that rung on the ladder because the Lord thought you had gone high enough.
Are you saying minor league baseball pitchers versus NFL defensive secondaries in college is a bit of a mismatch?
Listen, I'm just saying, Brandon Whedon, every pass was a slow-moving taxi, and eventually someone was going to hail one of those, okay? There maybe 3, 4, 7 of them, I don't know. He wasn't going to scramble out of any trouble. How's that? Holly, if I mention West Virginia, is that going to hurt you too much?
Go on.
as a team that could win a national title
this year?
No. In the future. No, in the future.
Okay.
In the future, just like because they've come like within a couple of like degrees of probability of doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
Several times, not just the one that everyone thinks of. Like they've come, like yeah.
No man, they've been right there. Like were it not
you can go back to the 80s.
You know, they were listed as a national finalist once. All right. That would be with Amy Zaraway, Mark Bulger, 98 season, I believe. Which by the way, that team, Flames, that was a fantastic team. Delightful. Also, you got to say Amy Zaraway a lot. That's an excellent college football
name. This is painful for me now because we've got kind of a rebuilding situation about to happen there. Can we not?
Again, if it happened, it'd be spectacular. And I think West Virginia would be okay with it because they would just be like, well, yeah, told you. Right. Told you we could do it. Mm-hmm. Like Oklahoma State, I think they'd just be like, really? We did. We won? Okay, cool.
I hope T-Boone fires Gundy the second it happens.
Took you long enough.
Like fire him on stage at midfield at the trophy presentation.
You're gone, buddy.
He just rolls up and he's like, just recites his record against the Sooners.
Yep.
Sorry. Didn't get it done in Bedlam again this year. That's one loss. We can't tolerate that here. Jason, you got another one?
Oh man. Let's see here. Well, our beloved Arizona State is on the list. I don't know
if... like, if Herm like, Edwards wins a national title.
Hey, buddy. We got playoffs now, huh? Who else? Who else we want in there other than a old hand NFL coach in the playoffs?
We won the Super Bowl.
Like, I just picture, like, OSU fans, it's like skepticism. WVU fans, it's like, well, fucking finally. ASU fans, like, do they notice? Like, it's January. They're at the pool, right?
The bar's open.
It's 1 week into January. They're working on their tan.
You know how long that celebration would be, though, at ASU?
Years.
You know what I mean? Year 7 of the championships.
Like Bama celebrates the title for like hours. Clemson celebrates it for months. ASU is just like, football is canceled for like 6 years.
Let's enjoy this.
We're leaving with the title belt.
You guys went 1-11 this year. I know, isn't it cool?
Yeah, that's the attitude I would like to adopt. That's the level of caring that I would like to have.
Yeah, don't do this slow decline where everyone gets nervous about you losing one game, right? Don't do this thing where you get a dynasty rolling and then with great tension, wait for this first crack to appear, right? That sucks.
I can actually kind of comment on this. Atlanta United won a title last year, the city's first title that I've cared about.
Oh, yeah.
In decades and decades. Actually, not 4 decades, but you know what I'm saying. And this year, they're kind of bad. And I don't give a shit at all. Like, we're still the reigning champs. Who cares if we're terrible? So ASU, just take up this.
They did it right. They had to replace a manager, and everyone liked the manager, and the manager left, and they hired the least likable person on the planet, right? Like, oh, we're firing this guy. Like, there's no way he's going to have this job, so don't even pretend to get committed to it. Yeah, he's going to work his system in. Sure. Sure.
Well, it was an emotional hire. It was like they were building up a bulwark in advance against what's eventually going to be an emotional firing. Like, you know, we got some feelings to work through.
So it's like is this a pre-firing?
Yeah, kind of. It's like a pre-unfollow of the professional world.
Yeah, I think I think another one that, at least, you know, if we're going to count the modern era, I'd count the modern era.
Well.
Aggies. Mm. If we could.
Oh. Mm. Jeff Sagarin's going to have some things to say about this.
That's fine.
What else is new?
You've incurred the wrath of the Dunkel Index, sir.
You don't think I'm going to drop the people's elbow on a spreadsheet? Watch me. You don't think I'm going to give Jeff Sagarin a stunner in front of all of his family, but not his friends?
Nerd.
Yeah, because that nerd can't have friends. No man who's that in love with Elo Chess is going to have a single friend to defend him. No.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You hug that spreadsheet in the hospital after I put you there.
Wow.
It's just wildly threatening Jeff Sagarin on a podcast. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah.
Jeff Sagarin might be big, might be strong. I don't know. I've never really seen him.
If I do this and Sagarin turns out to be a stacked 6'7".
Yeah.
Dude, like, walks in like Batista.
I think your only hope is to tag in Bill C.
Yeah, that's
and just like y'all settle this. Y'all settle this on the battlefield of the mind.
Long distance and let you swing your little arms at him.
Yeah. Let them fight.
By God, here comes the Billingsley report.
Yeah, that's they've got claim. They have three claim national titles.
Oh, we got a tag team in here: Anderson and Hester.
they have a claim national title in 1939.
Yeah, I think that is the legit one. Let's see. Yeah, that one is super legit. But yeah, if we're defining, let's say World War II and on as modern.
I don't count anything before segregation.
Yeah,
that's plenty fair.
Yeah. Like, that's the end of segregation. Like, that's...
So we're talking 70s onward. Aggies, you do not exist.
You know, if at any point we can start making Bob Cousy-type jokes about your skill players, it's not happening. Right? Crazy Legs Hirsch! Actually, Elmore Crazy Legs Hirsch, which is actually... Go look at his film. He was crazy. That's why they called him Crazy Legs.
Mm-hmm.
Hearing the name is what I'm saying. But yeah, Brian, like... If your last one that you're counting is 1939, we need to have a talk. Because that's goes somewhere beyond stolen valor.
We won a title in 39!
Okay, cool. How many of you, like, nobody been to the moon yet?
So do we want to say 1970 and earlier does not count?
I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm completely okay with that.
So let's real quick run through the schools that no longer have national titles.
Yes, let's do that. Strip them.
Princeton. Bye.
Bye, Princeton.
Get
later.
Get your ass out of here.
Yeah.
Michigan, you have one.
Woo. And it's a legitimate one. Completely legitimate.
To be fair, Michigan segregated for integrated forever ago. So.
No. We're not making fun of Michigan. Yeah, it's a fine
Michigan,
school.
Pitt, you're down to one. Let's see. Harvard, none. Minnesota, none.
That's right.
Penn, you're gone. Michigan State, bye. Cal, bye. Cornell, Illinois.
Out.
You're all out. Iowa, sorry.
By the way, I'm going to go back and just say that if you said Illinois national title in any year, you're gaslighting me. That did not happen. I will deny it.
They were great in the post-World War I period. let's see. Army.
Not a single amputee in the entire team.
Lafayette, not UL Lafayette. The Raging Cajuns, you can keep all your national titles. The other Lafayette, I don't know how to pronounce that. They're from up north. It doesn't matter. Ole Miss. Yes, sir. Yours are definitely gone. Yours are extra gone in this exercise.
Problematic.
By the way, not a single donor from the state of Mississippi today.
Hmm. Come on, y'all.
News hasn't traveled there yet.
Can't you get Uncle Catfish to throw in a couple of bucks?
Chicago, Columbia, TCU, Stanford, Arkansas, Boston College.
Out.
Something called Center.
Dartmouth. Center with the R-E, right? The Kentucky
Century.
Center?
Yeah, Centrum. Centrum.
Centra.
Dartmouth, Detroit, Kentucky, Maryland, Navy, Oklahoma State, who somehow claims 1945 because the coaches' poll put in a retroactive trophy for a year that was already insanely established.
I'm going to claim 1945 on behalf of the Manhattan Project.
Yeah, sorry.
It's all the same to y'all.
National title winner there. That's Oak Ridge talking.
Don't start start now.
Rutgers claims half of 1869, even though they were outscored on the year by the only other football team on Earth. Syracuse, you're gone. UCLA, you're gone. Again, not all of you are to blame for football not counting before the year 1970, but some of you are. So you're all taking, you know, we're punishing the whole class here.
Hottie toddy.
Y'all want some breaking donation news since we started recording?
Yep.
Kansas State has crossed the 1K mark with a single donor, $100 a month for the next 12 months.
Whoa.
And we have dueling LSU and Bama $500 donations that arrived back to back. I don't know what sick game y'all are playing, but please keep it up. Please continue.
You know, for once, smash mouth competition between LSU and Alabama seems to be benefiting everybody.
Yeah, I'd like to see this rematch.
I like how the game is like, put in a score that will make a rival mad. And Bama and LSU are just like smashing the big button.
Well, no, it's 500. It's 500 to represent their record against one another in 2011.
Yes. Okay. Good.
Hammer. Well, would you try another move? Hammer. I was thinking about using hammer. That's Alabama and LSU, and they play just like it's like Pokemon, but with only one thing, right?
Nothing. Yeah. Nothing but level one. Yeah. Your Pokemon hasn't learned shit.
Yeah, it's just like two drunk Scottish dudes fighting each other. They're just headbutting.
He's learned punt. It's very effective.
Yeah. You've learned to punt. Now you've learned to punt. Use punt, Pikachu. I think A&M is the one that the national title would be least sane. I mean in the kind of like, yeah, Dad just went into his like panic room for the next 3 days. He's got a TV in there. He's got enough beef jerky to last him for at least 7 months. He's got sewage, filtration, water, all that lined up there. We might not see him again.
I'm just picturing the Longhorn reaction. I'm aware they're not rivals.
Not rivals.
I'm aware the Horns wouldn't even notice the result or acknowledge it in any way, what the fuck would they do?
What would they do if they were the two teams in the title game?
How would we know? They'd never talk about it.
I know. I'm not aware of another game. I thought the Big 12 championship was
We declined to play this game. It's beneath our brand. we don't need them.
Duke also being beaten in donations now by Dayton. Oof.
Also, everyone else nationally.
Well, if you went to Duke, you're not good at Dayton.
I mean, come on. One of like your most famous grads, like, you know, before he became one of our most sinister presidents, drove his wife around on dates with other men.
Wait, what?
Richard, yeah, you know that? Nixon did
what
that.
What a cuck.
Nixon and like Nixon, I think this was like college, I think, or high school, like Nixon was like, so you want to go out? And she's like, you want to drive me on my dates with other guys? And Nixon was like, sure.
What the fuck? <That's>... And this worked?
He became president! Yeah, it worked. He just wore her down. He's like, someday I will be a president. What kind of president? Don't ask.
That's a very good Nixon.
Thank you.
That's the second voice that you can do.
I can do Ricky Gervais and Nixon. This does not speak well of me. As a person, as a soul.
So all evil Richards.
All evil. I can only do evil dicks.
Evil dicks. Army of dicks.
Let's isolate that audio, folks. The full cast out of context account.
Chicken
that was
fingers.
Yeah. Just imagine, though, by the way, like Aggies, everyone else nationally would have to go through the same process we went through in like 11. I was like, hey, Aggies are coming on board. Well, let's examine their unique culture up close. Wow, you guys are mega weird. Like, this is like really.
This is some like Colonel Kurtz up the river shit.
So you guys have.
So when you say dog church, that's not a metaphor.
Dog church.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah, dog church with really good barbecue. And you have guys who look like janitors leading the cheers, saying things like, whoop.
But not like, okay, not like normal janitors, but like Disney World janitors. Like the crisp coverall janitors.
Like 1940s milkmen.
I always thought they kind of look like the orderlies in a sinister movie about mental illness and from like the 50s or 60s, right?
Extraordinarily like appropriate.
When a guy got too high on reefer and was getting into the jazz scene and they had to take him to...
Here come the yell leaders.
Exactly. Here come the yell leaders who are like, hey, sharp.
Hey, here comes our yell leader.
Saw him off. You're coming with us, sir. We'll get you clean.
Don't let them take me.
Of course, if you were from Texas and they showed up, you'd be like, I don't know who's taking me to the loony bin. I don't know who's abducting me. I don't see anything happening. I don't even care. These guys aren't real. That is the fan base I want to see exposed, like, on a national level for people to be like, oh, man, they do some really interesting things. And then, like, a week after this, when there's a constant exposure, everybody going, man, this is, you kind of just have to go with it, don't you?
Put it back. Yeah, put it back.
Because there's a difference. The Longhorns are like, we're from Texas. Texas A&M are like, we're from College Station. Those two things. One includes the other.
Harvard's on the board. Look at that.
Harvard's on the board.
Yeah.
Oh, finally made a valuable contribution to society.
Harvard's first contribution to society.
Finally, Harvard's useful.
Oh, at last. Way to go, Harvard.
Can I recommend another first-time champ?
Yes, I have one more.
Same.
Okay.
They might be the same. Washington State University.
That is not mine. That is not mine. Okay.
It's basically the same as Wisconsin, except we're substituting a slight bit of alcoholism for just natural weirdness. I said slight. I'm not insulting. I know you emptied the plane. I know you emptied the Auburn bar. You're not Wisconsin, but still. I'm not shorting you on your alcoholism here. But we're replacing it with a little bit of weird is all.
I don't think they would. I think they'd be fine. Like if Wazoo won a national title, you know, like what is Wazoo before the national title? Turned up to 11. Every bottle in the house empty and people rolling dumpsters downhill on campus. It's a thing that really happened on fire. What would happen if they won a national title? Same thing that happens is on our average Saturday night. Like, how would you know? It'd be fine, you know?
And also, there's kind of a Lubbock effect here as well, where it's basically quarantined from the rest of society.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that would be too much. There wouldn't be, like, a real loud noise. Can I give you one that would just be people who would not know how to act in the celebration? They would not know how to handle success. They would let their expectations get so sky high that they would immediately slip into delusions of grandeur that imagined even by Arkansas fans.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, 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 buddy.
Yeah. Right?
Bring that pony on back to the stable.
You want to know where I'm going? You want to know where I'm going with this? And when I say
not really, actually, this sounds terrible.
No, you'll see. Like people who, if that coach won a national title, he'd be fired in 2 years. Mm. Like easy. Okay. Not a danger with their current head coach, I will tell you. Because South Carolina, in the event of a national title.
Oh, God.
Woo. Woo. Yeah, baby.
Unfortunately, that's never going to happen.
I mean, they have one division title in the program's history.
Oh, I'm aware. So are you.
They won the ACC in 1969.
Maybe they should go back there.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, there you go. See, before 1970. That doesn't even count.
Oh, they got it in at the opposite of the buzzer. Yeah. Like, you should have saved that for a few years, you dummies.
They hit it at the -1 mark on the clock.
You stupid idiots. The game hadn't started yet.
Auburn's like, happens. Happens to the best of us and also to Auburn.
Wow. Yeah. you know that, like, the program has an illustrious history when one entry on the Wikipedia page is, Cyvell Newton joins the 600 Club. I mean, I say this with all due affection towards Cyvell Newton as a player. He was real fun. If he is a large part of your program's history, it's not been a good history. It's not been great. If they won, they would have no idea what to do. None. And by that, I mean, like, we say, oh, they have no idea what to do. They have no idea what to do with happiness. No, no, no. They would assume. They'd be like.
They would have, like, motor confusion.
Yeah.
Muscle memory problems.
Yeah, like people driving into trees, like, my hands don't work. I can't believe we won. like people who their delusions about that program, they'd be like, it's time at last. They would assume they were on some sort of Clemson trajectory where they were going to be competing with Alabama every single year. And yeah, South Carolina did beat Alabama that one time. I don't forget that because it was funny and it involved several amazing players, including, yes, Stephen Garcia.
Man, we're right back to men with mustaches that you should never run away with.
came full circle, didn't it? But South Carolina would assume like, oh man, our era is here. We will reign forever. And in 2 years, that coach would be torched, gone. That coach would be like, I'm going to go coach the Jets. Bye.
So Will Muschamp is coaching the Jets.
Oh God.
Will Muschamp, New York City.
More like must chump, huh?
Are you kidding? That man would be a god at Sbarro's. Are there still Sbarro's?
It is the New York style pizza place, and I assume it's still there.
Shutdown Full Cat has a word.
Shutdown Full Cat's like, why are you even speaking this into reality? It might happen. Just a confused Will Muschamp coaching a 4-2 game somewhere against Bill Belichick when Belichick's like 80. Yeah, South Carolina would be an absolute flaming disaster.
Just, oh, can you imagine that?
Yeah, can't quite picture it.